bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today.
Wednesday, May 30th, and this is episode 1612 of WDW Today. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
I'm Matt Lott.
And I'm the Grease.
Welcome back, folks. Took a couple weeks off there.
Everyone thought that we killed the show.
I know.
Everyone thought they let Will, the Grease, and Matt Lott take over for 1 week, and it's over. We didn't have a show the next week.
Well, we thought it was over on one of the shows where...
That was the same one.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Well, I posted. Well, we had a lot of tech issues in that episode, guys. But
did I tell you
issues, or was it a Will issue?
Did I tell you what happened? My internet upload speeds were?
It's okay.
I want to tell you.
I know you told me.
It's neat. So I got that episode up, and then people are like, "Oh, there's there was a section where there was some overlapping audio."
By section, half the show.
No, 2 minutes, Logan.
Yeah, I thought they said from 16 minutes forward.
It said from 17 minutes to 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Short show.
But then it fixed itself after that.
Oh.
But my upload speed, so it took so long to get that. I was on vacation, so long to get that episode uploaded. And then the issue, and I'm like, oh my gosh. I tried probably 7 more times, and it was so slow that the web page would time out by the time it got uploaded, because it was like hours. My download speed was 4 megabytes a second.
Where were you?
At the beach.
Mm. You mean megabits.
These are the non-specific beach.
I was at Santa Rosa Beach.
There you go.
Blue Mountain Beach.
Oh, too specific. Yeah.
The upload speed was 0.11.
Not and 1 megabyte.
No. According to Grease, bits.
Megabit.
But it was
0.11
Mbps.
We're throwing numbers that don't mean anything. Okay.
Yeah, because you can't upload a 50 megabyte file.
Right.
How do they even serve that? Like, how does that exist?
I'm guessing that they said it because it's a vacation home and they don't really care.
How do you even buy that low
It's
of
like, what's
speed?
The cheapest package you got? And it probably costs, what, 10 bucks a month?
I'm still going to come back and buy them, though.
Maybe.
The reviews.
One has said,
like, don't come,
the internet,
don't
come
the
here and work for business.
The internet's so slow, you can't post a review. They win.
Gotcha.
And they're not going to do it when they get home because they got clothes to wash.
Because
everything.
The vacation home that I stay, I was in Orlando last week, and they specifically now are advertising fast enough internet to stream and to download things and do, like, they're promoting that.
Which is weird because we watch stuff on Netflix and it worked.
So
that's the download,
it's just the
though.
Upload
speed. But that's still, the download speed was only 4.
I mean,
Netflix has got that net neutrality business. It knows how to crunch it and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
Let's talk about Disney.
They're naming stuff at Disney. Did y'all see that? The Star Wars land, the outpost. Black Spire. They're starting to name stuff. It's getting real.
Well, you can see it. It's very much out in the open and built. And they announced also, we saw that, really every announcement at Star Wars Galactic Nights was sort of like, we've made this announcement before. Here's just a picture of it.
Yeah. Here it is in slow motion.
Right. But it was still cool to see. I mean, I think all eyes will be towards their version of the Forbidden Journey ride or whatever. That's the more where I think you have you're going to have your Millennium Falcon and whatever, the shuttlecraft that's off the Millennium Falcon. It's very confusing to how this all ties in, and then to have this other ride that's more of a true dark ride, which I think will be the one people are talking about.
They're going to have another ride where, despite it being a good movie, you're on the journey to figure out why Solo isn't making any money. and you're like,
it's made $100 million.
I'm tired of this. It's not making any money business. I'll take $100 million over a weekend.
Not a bad weekend.
Well, they'd be doing fine, Will, if you actually went to go see it.
I had a fever.
I was looking at what it has made more money than.
Yeah.
Because it's still it's still broken records.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it's made more money than Scream did in its entire run. And I was like, that was pretty big. Like, it's right near Scream. Like, it's been open 3 days. Scream came out 20 years
ago. It's up against all the other Star Wars movies.
Right. It's going to be, I said before, it's probably going to be the worst reviewed, the least box office, and maybe the most loved of the Star Wars franchise.
I thought it was great.
I absolutely
think its reviews are getting better than you expected, though, right?
I know. Well, it's still probably the worst. Well, I guess it's probably the worst in the modern era. in the Disney era.
Man, that Last Jedi was the worst.
Well, we did see Solo, except for Will, so don't spoil it for him. No comments.
It's fine. People already have.
They have?
I don't really care about spoilers.
They spoiled it for you?
Who spoiled
it
for you?
No, you guys spoiled Infinity War for me.
That, you asked me to.
I know. It's
you
not
said,
really
tell
spoiling.
Me what happens at the end.
It didn't spoil it. It didn't ruin it for me.
You can't spoil Infinity Wars because really nothing happened. It was just a 2.5 hour
died.
Trailer. It was a 2.5 hour trailer for the next one. So
disagree.
I mean, again, I've said I will like this movie. I will like Infinity Wars a lot more when I know what the finale is. When I know what Act 3 is. Because I saw Act 1 and Act 2. Mm-hmm.
Jeez, it's made almost $2 billion.
Yes. But that one's done well.
That's why people are saying Solo didn't make
a lot of money.
But it's also been 10 years of building to that one movie.
Right.
Really? And this has been,
like everything ties in.
The Marvel universe.
It's all.
I'm gonna have to see that before I pass judgment.
Well, I feel like that's what they're doing with Star Wars. They've created the Star Wars cinematic universe with Solo. So, let's stop there though. Talk about Terry and I are both at Disney World.
Woo!
Trying new things, new experiences.
Yeah. Just don't ask me to talk about The Void because I'm not sure I'm emotionally prepared to talk about it.
Oh, I took Terry to The Void.
Terry, can you talk about The Void?
Wait.
Like, are you emotionally prepared
like
to talk
good
about
emotions
it
or bad emotions?
Oh,
or?
Great well, emotions.
And
I mean,
it was like
just
11 o'clock at night.
Do you wear a heart monitor? were you like physically okay going there? Because like I feel like if I'm in the middle of a day, like, I don't know, light. Not
put me
saber.
In a TIE fighter. I'm going to have a heart
a blaster battle as a dang stormtrooper. I feel like I might either have a heart attack or
pee
my pants.
Are we spoiling this or not?
I think don't go full spoiler because they haven't done
there's,
it.
There's a moment in
the
Void.
Whole spoiler phenomenon. People think it's so cool.
I still was looking at Will because I knew he was going to say, spoil it, I don't care. There's a moment in the Void where you encounter a certain individual that in that moment right there, I was like, okay, if I go right here, I'm cool.
Yeah.
If this is how I end, I'm okay with it.
Mm. And it got much closer to me this time.
Yes.
Ooh. Here's what I've learned is the Void is not sunk to time. It is clearly decided of when your next scene begins by whoever is operating it.
Oh.
Based on whoever's in the next room and whenever they're done. Because we had a couple points that were much longer than they were the previous time.
Spoil those. Tell us what
so
they were.
So much so that like one character comes on screen and is like, or comes interview is like, hey guys, there's been a backup. Gonna need a minute. Like that stuff happens.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually pretty cool to think about.
Right. Like who would, I want to have a conversation. Like, can you have one? Or is it
what
just,
do you mean?
Can you like die?
No, it's like the character will has prompts that are like,
okay,
hold on guys, there's been
hold
a delay.
On.
Or there's one thing where you're shooting a certain thing. And usually it felt like it went about probably 3 or 4 minutes longer than it did the last few times I've done it. And when we went, there were more people there than when I went. So we know actually because of the group we were in, we're a pretty big group, that there were people right before us. So I don't know how many rooms are taking place at one time or how many programs they can run, but it was interesting to see.
Is there a score? Like,
no, there's
no.
There's showcase.
That's the one thing. There's no stakes. There should be a score.
Because like out of the because it's fours, right? Four people at a time?
Yeah, you're on a team.
I feel like you should be able to like.
Say I did better.
Yeah.
Yes. And that's the one thing that's missing out of the Void. When you go through it.
It's like, who's the top gun?
Because you definitely do stuff. And, like, if I shoot you or shoot across to a character, like, I see my laser blast go and it hits him if the guy falls down. It's not like it's just
so
at random.
So you feel good about it.
But no, so yes. But with that, you also know, okay, they're not that hard to keep track of that. Like, if you can build me all this tech, you can give me some cues on love, some video game love, and give me how many points I got.
Right.
Yeah. But you are also.
Was it a headshot? Was it
you
not,
are also like, kind of assigned different tasks at some points. Are you assigned your tasks? So you have to, like, one person has to be doing this while another person is doing that. So maybe it's just not as fair.
Do you specialize? Like, oh, you're like the demolition
no,
guy.
You just got to
like,
yell at your friends and say, come on. Amanda and I bumped into each other a lot
is it
more this
when
time.
When you yell at like people that you just met? Like,
because you're in the stormtrooper armor, I think you don't even really.
You don't even think about it.
You don't think about it. No, because I was with a group with me and Amanda and Terry and one of the speakers at the. At
from
the thing. And I didn't know him. I never met him.
Yeah.
And it was fine.
And his mind was
Amanda
like.
Amanda and I, they were bumping into each other.
His mind was completely blown. He was just like, this is the, I, this is the future of entertainment. You know, like,
yeah, well, really
the first
feels.
Time you ever did it, you were with like a family of three.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, like, was kids, that get out of the way?
Was that awkward?
I mean, did you kick a child?
There was a little child stormtrooper.
I'm a child stormtrooper.
Oh, yeah. Just the heights?
Yeah, yeah.
No way.
No, because Terry was quite a bit shorter than us.
Yeah, and then in the other group that went, Marjorie, who's been working with me for years, yeah. Like, she's definitely vertically challenged.
Yes.
And the other guys in the group were all like, you know, 5'8", 6'2". And so she's like half their height as a stormtrooper. So.
Yeah, it's tracking your height. Like, yeah. The little kid was a little kid.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so for those of you who are getting
a joke,
I will say it makes you feel good because it doesn't go this way.
Yeah, so on your suit.
You're not that warm one stormtrooper in the march at the holiday parade. You're like, you're not a stormtrooper.
Wait a second.
Did you make the classic joke?
A little short?
Little kid, yeah.
I don't think I did.
Should have.
I didn't feel that comfortable around a random kid.
Hey, but, little kid, you're a little short. Aren't you a little short for a stormtrooper?
I did almost buy a Lando, and I wish I did, a Lando Magic Band.
How
I had a
close
Donald Glover
you?
Lando Man. I had it in my hand, and my daughter was screaming, so I was like, put it back. I got to get out of here.
It's true.
And I almost had it because I lost my Magic Band, so I kind of wanted something new. Or I got a new... And it will pass along.
But it was
story.
Donald Glover Lando.
It was, which is awesome.
I wouldn't know.
Do they have
don't
a,
spoil it for
do
me.
Do they have like an annual pass for the void?
They don't.
If they did, I would.
If it was like the cost of going three times, like if it was $100.
$100,
I would do it.
Yeah.
But because I have to say, by the third time, it's not like it's not as mind blowing the third time I did it.
Right.
But still, I find new things, interesting things.
Are there new scenes and stuff and different stuff like in different cities?
Yes, different cities.
Yeah. See, I feel like if you're in New York,
they have Ghostbusters.
In Chicago, too, right?
There's a bunch of them.
Girl yeah. Ghostbusters or boy Ghostbusters?
Like a combo.
Ooh.
Because it's like you
I'd
fight,
see that film.
You fight Stay Puft. But what else did
I
you
can't
do, Terry?
Talk about the New York.
Terry did the thing.
Did the thing, yeah.
Which was at the Grove Resort.
The Grove Resort, yeah.
Which. Not that it was surprisingly pretty, but I had no idea. Terry hosted a conference. It was in a hotel, a new resort. I guess it's brand new.
Yeah, they're like 9 months old, yeah.
I mean, it's not really 100% done. Like, right. They're still painting and things.
And building out another 400 rooms.
Right, and I guess they're selling rooms. I don't know. It's also because there's some sort of timeshare.
Like, it's not a timeshare, but it's more like a you own. It's really for people who are living out, who are from China or whatever. And want to get their money into the States.
Okay.
So they own basically an interest in this.
Yeah, because I saw like pulling in, they're like, ask about ownership.
Yeah.
And it was pretty cool. It was a cool resort. I didn't really know, it was a bit of a myriad, but other than that, it was a really, probably one of the prettier entrances of a non-Disney.
For sure.
190 of a 192 resort. I don't know if this, I did walk in, I don't know if it's the actual, I didn't see the hotel rooms or anything, but the prices were phenomenal
for sure,
and it was really pretty. I mean, it's not necessarily.
And they have a water park that's definitely better than any of the
water park. They had a little arcade that
don't
I
say it, Terry.
See, here was the problem: is Terry's to go to the bathroom. So you went to the bathroom, and there are two doors. If I went through one door, I'd go back to the thing. And if I went through one door, I went to an arcade that no one was in. And the first time was an accident. And I was like, whoa, what happened here? I was in this conference hearing people speak, and all of a sudden it's like. They got Jurassic Park and nobody's playing.
Are you in the void or are you not? Like, that would be my question. Like, oh gosh.
It was the arcade from Tron. You just walked in.
It was more like an arcade from a hotel.
Yeah.
No, it was more, not like the greatest
Cruising
arcade.
USA over in the
It's
corner.
More like, did you go to the Harris Casino and then you brought your kids with you? That kind of arcade.
And spend all your time in the arcade.
Which is a nice arcade, by the way, at the Harris of Cherokee. Small, but well stocked.
I love
small,
a good cruise ship arcade too.
It's similar.
Very much like a cruise ship arcade.
A cruise ship arcade. Got a lot of redemption things, but no one's really there to redeem. So you don't know where these tickets are going.
Yeah. You load them on the cards.
Yeah.
At least on
Dave
cruise
Adams
ship.
Just asked, don't they fight Stay Puft and the Girl Ghostbusters? They fight a Stay Puft.
Don't spoil it.
Fake Macy's Day parade
animal?
Balloon? It's a spirit.
It's a demon.
Version.
It's a demon.
Stay Puffed as a balloon.
Did Bill Murray just show up and fall out of a window in it?
Yeah.
Really?
In the movie?
I know in the movie. No, I'm talking about The Void.
Oh, on The Void.
New York.
Oh, yeah, I know. But, okay,
that's
back
the
to-
worst. Okay, it's literally the worst. I can't talk about it.
Back to Disney.
So I did something.
Have we talked about Disney yet?
I'm saying in a Treehouse, which I never stayed in. We had.
Yeah, let's explain. For people that don't know.
I did that when I was five, Terry. Yeah.
At which resort is
at
it?
At Saratoga Springs, the Treehouse Villas.
They are treehouses that have been there forever.
Forever. They just recently
stayed in them.
Yeah. Been remodeled, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Two of y'all.
Yeah.
They're cool. They're yeah, a little... They're cozy. They're cozy. That's musty. The best way to put it.
They look musty.
They're not musty, to our experience. But they used to be musty. Cast members. Like, it was housing for people that worked there.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh.
And they convert... Or maybe
they're like little half round.
Yeah.
They're like octagon-y.
Yeah. And it's
not for a big family trip. I'll say that.
It sounds like a cult. Like,
and you have to take a golf cart.
One person has said something good yet.
Let's explain. Give me the whole experience.
Whole experience. One, if you're taking Disney buses and our bus stop was literally right outside of there, do not stay in a treehouse. It's a great solution if you're staying. And you have a car, you're renting a car, or you've driven the old minivan down to Orlando. It is not somewhere you want to stay because the buses actually take you back to Saratoga mm-hmm. Springs where you have to catch another bus.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a horrible, but I think it's a great way to stay. They're both less in price and less in DVC points than a normal like 3-bedroom unit are because there's 3 bedrooms. There's a queen, and then two bunk beds.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a double pull-out couch and a pull-out chair. So you technically, I think, can sleep 9 in them.
Yeah, we had it packed out. We stayed there one Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
tight.
It was an experience.
And lived to tell about it.
Yes, we lived.
Did y'all, so it's a, is it a tree, like in a tree house?
When they say tree, what they mean is probably a tall bush.
Elevated.
Yeah, they're surrounded by trees.
You are off the ground a little bit. It's not really a tree house. If it was like up... then it would be a totally different experience. That'd be.
I was wondering if you like decorated your house for Christmas as that being the tree,
Swiss Family Robinson style.
Yeah,
that would have been cute, but no, that's not what we did.
We've talked about how you could probably stay overnight in that tree house, right? Because nobody's going to check.
No one would know you were there.
Not going to sweep it.
Yeah,
they just say too many steps. Like,
we'll shut the entrance off for about 10 minutes.
There's going to be a breeze.
Whoever's not off, it's fine. Like that in Tom Sawyer Island, you kind of forget they even exist.
Oh, man.
I mean,
just stay on Tom
Sawyer
Island.
What's Tom Sawyer Island?
It's the place that Matt Lott's family takes a picnic to.
Yep. And we lived for a little while, but I can't talk about that. Legal reasons.
My brother-in-law fell asleep on it, and they came and got him at about 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, really?
Or he said it was like, he said about 30 minutes after close, they were like, sir.
He was down in one of the caves under the fort.
He was just like on like the little like... beach area, not beach area. I mean, like that.
Yeah.
And he said he just hanging.
He had one of those 2-foot.
Got really comfortable.
Spiked lemonade.
Yeah.
Thing.
But you
got a Dole Whip.
You'll like that. The Dole Whip. Mm-hmm. He had a giant 2-foot tall Dole Whip.
Spiked Dole Whip.
Just imagine
it's
that.
Too much.
No, I don't even think spiked. Just a Dole Whip. Just a giant.
Just sugar cum.
Just like, hey guys, check this out. Speaking of Dole Whips, Terry ran into Scotty Too Hotty at the Dole Whip line.
Yeah. Hey.
Which is my favorite text from Scott, which was like, when at 11 o'clock and you're by yourself at the Magic Kingdom and someone recognizes you, one of your friends. What else? Did you do anything else, Terry? You did the treehouse. So the treehouse overall, what'd you think?
For a family, it's a great.
Four?
Family of four. Yeah, it's a great.
Before it starts getting too cozy?
Yeah.
If you have your own car.
Oh,
yeah. Explain that situation. So where do you park?
You park kind of at the end of a little driveway. You kind of get one or two spots. That's kind of debatable, but you know, it's
into the driveway of your place,
of your little treehouse.
All...
Yeah. Okay. They're on kind of like a big loop. Okay. And they have their own pool. I mean, they're excluded.
Mm-hmm. That's what they're secluded. Probably they're off.
Yes.
And so I use the word excluded because they're really separate from everything. Like they have their own gate.
Yeah.
We had trouble checking in because Magic Bands are
worse. Work in the wilderness.
It's probably,
we had more Magic Band experiences. We only were on site before and after the event. Not during, but we had so many Magic Band issues. We waited on the porch of our treehouse for like 2 hours to get in.
Oh.
Like.
We didn't have that happen.
I hope not.
Yeah. And so.
The app was way funky too all
the
week.
The app was super was funky. I will say this as an advice to everybody. Before your next Disney trip, get in there and delete as many Magic Bands as you can that you are not using.
Yeah, I've got way too many. I've tried to get rid of even just people. on my like friends and family list.
Oh yeah.
And it just won't update. And I've called and I have people who I don't talk to anymore. Yep. And then you know what? I don't want to see their names on this list.
And it's me.
And because we're on the same list.
Well, I talk to you every week.
But I've got all of your random people. I'm like, wow, we haven't seen that guy in like 5 years. He's right,
exactly. We broke up. I don't know him. yeah. So I had the same kind of issue. Something was going on funky with the app and everything the whole time we were there.
I think the treehouse, it depends on what you want your trip to be. Like if you were a younger couple, you didn't have kids or maybe just one or two kids and you wanted the more secluded camping feel, then this is going to be great.
Yeah.
But you are going to have to deal with an extra little bus trip.
It's not going to feel like that.
You don't feel as immersed in what you're probably used to.
But for us, I stay off the buses at all costs.
Really?
Oh, man, the buses are the worst part.
Man, I love the buses.
Oh, I hate the buses.
Part of the experience.
Not a busman either.
Oh, man.
I'm a rental car man.
No, here's why. Because we always eat at a resort at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you eat at a resort, it's 2 more
that's
hours.
That's kind of the same here. Yeah, even if we're staying on property, we eat a lot of hotels.
Yeah. Like, I did Morimoto's for the first time, finally. Wow. Why have I not been eating there the whole time?
Saying that for like a year.
Yeah, the duck was amazing. The ribs were amazing.
Yeah, and I did the Boathouse for the first time.
Yeah.
And the second time. So I can tell you how I enjoyed it. We had a fantastic experience at the Boathouse. Food was fantastic. I can't really recommend it. Actually, high enough. I mean, first day, I can't remember necessarily what I had, but it was awesome. Second day, we had some sort of like Korean barbecue fish tacos that were great. Service was great. Great for kids. They got us in and out of there pretty quickly. And I had no complaints. It was cool. The food for the kids comes in little cars. So they like that. They get to take home. Man, I really liked it. It was cool. I enjoyed everything. And I had no complaints there. I did say this. I thought it was going to be sort of a controversial tweet. But everyone's like, no, I agree. I was like, Disney Springs, whoever you want to make fun of that, the change in the name and whatever happened, the actual experience that has been overhauled at Disney Springs has gone from a time where we would go there every so often, maybe once a trip, maybe, to we go there more than parks. Like I found myself at Disney Springs probably 5 times this trip.
They have that experience formerly known as the Bourbon Trail there.
I know, yeah. It's just...
Can't call it that.
The dining has gotten a lot better. Nope. I love a lot of the restaurants and love them genuinely, not like this is good for being in a theme park type food. Like this is great food. The entertainment, like the Void, awesome. The new shopping district, love it. It feels clean and fun and inviting to go. Andrew said that the oysters are phenomenal. I had oysters Rockefeller that were top notch.
Like how top notch are we talking?
Like an 80%.
Okay.
Like for anywhere
Disney
other,
top notch.
Top notch for really anywhere other than being, you know, where they're natively.
You're right. Catching them basically.
Right.
So we, on Friday night of the thing, we took everyone to Disney Springs suggested. Yeah. And most of us met at Deluxe Burger. Uh-huh. And it's the second time I've eaten there. And man, for being a walk up, I ordered on the app, which I hadn't done before. They had finally got that. I tried to do it at Saluti.
Satuli Canteen,
and that didn't work. But I did it. There was a huge line. I was like, I looked at my phone just to check the time. I did it quick, sat down. They handed me a buzzer, and they brought it to my table. Our food was fantastic. Everybody loved it. The burgers were great. The fries all came with a ton of, I think they have like 9 different dipping sauces. And it was just
so many sauces.
Dijon ketchup?
Yeah, that's sort of their thing.
Yeah.
This would be a good topic because we talked about mobile ordering. Is something that, again, I experienced also really for the first time. We did it at Satuli Canteen, and it was okay. We did it at the place I say is the worst place to eat at Walt Disney World, but which is the Lunching Pad in Tomorrowland. However, it's got good food for your kids, and there was no lines. Or there was long lines, but we needed to get our kids
chicken food. Fingers and burgers, right?
Pretty much. Hot dogs, burgers, and if you don't know that burgers, hot dogs, popcorn, pretzels. That kind of stuff.
Park food.
We sat down. There was a long line. We did the mobile ordering. And I'm talking about seconds. It went from, I literally walked up and said, I am here. I saw my receipt print out. And they literally went, here. And it was crazy. So much so that my kids kept wanting more food. Or like, oh, we need to get another drink. Or, oh, we need. And that's usually a pain. I got to go do this. I'd do it. I'd walk up and grab it. And it was nuts. I mean, you're talking about, I didn't wait more than 20 seconds for food. And that was that's another way they figured out the pain of quick service, which is this process of getting in these giant lines with your kids and trying to figure out how to get it, which always I hated, which is why, honestly, even though it's more expensive, always lean toward doing ADRs or not eating in the parks, because it just became a lot of those walk-ups just become a lot to deal with when you have, you know, little kids with you and handle it. So Thule Canteen, we had a different experience. It was pouring rain.
Oh, very
most very of the trip, but it was fun, but it was good. But my boy wanted to do Avatar Land. I have to say, went over huge with him. He was begging to go back. We did.
Explain his thought process on that. Why did he love it?
Yeah, he's been marketed to. I will say that.
Mm-hmm. Has he seen anything within the Avatar world?
The only thing he's seen is ads for Avatar Land.
Okay.
And that there are dragons.
Which, I mean, when you put
and
it
floating
that way,
mountains. Mm. Floating mountains, glowing things, and dragons. So, or banshees.
We all loved Fern Gully when we were kids.
So,
it's the same thing.
They made Fern Gully World all in.
They did. It's called Avatar Land.
Oh, fair enough. I'd like to go.
And we went to...
They got a Soarin' on steroids there. Will, you'd love it.
That's my favorite ride. Did you know I would love to have Soarin'? Actually, I used to like Soarin', so... I liked Soarin' before they ruined it.
We did not do Flight of Passage. Kids aren't obviously big enough. And lines were still pretty long. Not bad. This week that Terry did the thing, and that is one of the slower weeks. So it was up to, I saw it at max 70 minutes, and I saw it as low as 45 minutes. Riker just wasn't ready to do it. He could do it height-wise. He just was scared of it.
Yeah.
We did the boat ride, which was great. Mm-hmm. Again, with little kids, when there is the one attraction that has no real scary parts, it's interesting because almost everything has that, oh, now it's getting dark, Little Mermaid, now we're here in the, you know, the area with Ursula. That's the one that has nothing. And I liked that. Like, it has nothing, and my son loved it. He bought a Banshee, which they were very, very specific about. It could not get wet at all. Like, almost gremlin-y specific.
That's good.
Like, they're like, it has holes in the box, so we're going to take your bag and staple it. Because if it has, she's like, even if it gets rainwater on it, it's going to break.
Wow.
I was like, that's good to know.
He bought a Banshee sounds like a band name we would have had in high school.
That's our new band.
Yeah, bands. He bought a Banshee. It's, we're
opening up Hungarian at the five hotel. Spot.
Post-punk progressive jazz.
Jazz.
Yeah.
But Thule Canteen, we had some problems with, and thankfully the cast member who was serving us was very helpful. A little hard to navigate that restaurant with a bunch of kids and a stroller. It is not really set up that way, even with the mobile ordering, because it is this, they won't let your family sit down till you have your food. And that's a bit of a problem when you have a mom, a dad, three kids, and you have to carry all the food. You can't like go back and like, all right, because that's why it sounds like, can they go sit down and I will handle this? I will go order and I will get the food and I will go, no. Everyone has to be together pretty much at all times. So that became a little bit of a nightmare. Again, the cast member who helped us was fantastic, and she helped carry our food for us. But really an unnecessary thing. Really tight corners in there, too. I didn't notice it when I was there by myself. I thought it was great. I mean, the food was still great. I thought the food was actually better this time.
They expect your whole party to go through that line, don't they?
Yes. They will not allow you not to. And it kind of somewhat defeats the purpose of doing quick service when there's a bunch of little kids with you.
Yeah.
Like, we had a reservation at Tiffin's and changed it to that because we were like, I don't know if we have the time to wait for the kids were hungry. And we're like, I don't think we have the time to wait to go to Tiffin's. Let's change it. Fun little tip that I don't know if it's going to get me blacklisted. I'm not just going to tell you that later. We're not going to say that on the air.
So,
I accidentally figured out how to maybe avoid your cancellation charges at a restaurant.
Oh, nice.
And I didn't do it intentionally. I did it accidentally.
I always carry a doctor's note with me.
That's a good way to do it, Grease.
You never know.
Basically, I had to make a change, and then I had to cancel that reservation, and then I realized, wait a second.
Moving on.
So I will say this. We did go to Tiffin's.
Yeah.
And sadly, I will report, you know, there's this... Obviously, there was a dining plan change this year, which was significant that you get your alcoholic beverage included.
Yeah.
Which it only went up a little bit. And then there's, you know, some of those cocktails are $12, $15 cocktails. Yeah. There definitely has been a, I got the whole fish. It was fantastic. Yeah. But But Leslie got what we always got because I knew they had changed it, which was the Wagyu short rib and beef. And it literally was down to, you know, it's a $52, $49 meal. And I think there was 3 ounces of meat on the plate. Because it was like, well, with the dining plan, we've had to scale back a little bit. And so there seems to be a little of that going on at the signature restaurant. So we kind of experienced the same thing at Artist Point.
Yeah.
Because I got the bison there, which I've been getting for 20 years, literally. Yeah. And it used to be an entire strip loin. And there it was like one short rib and one probably ounce and a half or 2 ounce medallion.
Yeah.
So there's kind of some interesting things going on at the signature restaurants, you know, and they're just kind of blaming it on like food costs, but yeah. That's.
We didn't eat. I'm trying to think if we had that experience. We didn't really eat much inside parks when it comes to. We had Chef Mickey's, and for some reason, Golda, my daughter, is terrified now of characters out of nowhere. So that was a fun experience.
Oh, great. I know that pain.
My son went through this briefly, too.
She loves the princesses, though.
Loved the princesses. Yeah. Oh, we did that.
As long as feels like it's a month ago. Somewhat of a human.
We did the Akershus princess breakfast, which I had never done. Had no real need to do until I had daughters. My son begrudgingly went. And
which one is that?
He's a good big brother.
It's a princess breakfast in Norway.
Okay.
Oh, we're doing that one.
Yeah. It was fantastic. I loved it. The food is pretty darn good. My son wanted Mickey waffles. They're not on the buffet, but if you do ask, they will bring them to you.
Nice.
So that was like his big brother surprise as he got them, even though they said they didn't have them. They didn't say they have them. They didn't have them.
How often in Riker's life he orders off menu.
Yeah, all the time. But the buffet is interesting. It was a breakfast buffet, and it had like your traditional breakfast, like your eggs and bacon. But then, or no, they brought you that. They brought you this in a big tray, like kind of like they do at Ohana, big tray of meats and eggs. But the buffet itself you could walk up to was kind of Norwegian-y. It was salmon.
That really tells me what.
And, you know, it was fish and salmon and fish and salmon. And
IKEA.
And capers and onions and cream cheeses. And it had that vibe and it worked. It was pretty cool. The princess time was really good. They spent a lot of time with the kids. Riker would only get a photo with Ariel. He said no to all of them. She came by and he's like, well, I mean, I'm here. So might as well. And we had a great experience. I'm trying to like go off all the new things we did. It's totally out of order, but we were there for a long time. We were there about 9 days when it came down to it. And we did each park once one day. So we did Magic Kingdom for a day. We did Epcot for a day. We did Hollywood Studios for a day. Disney Springs for a day. And Animal Kingdom for a day. And we did, or Disney Springs, we did a couple times, and we did Crayon World because it was pouring rain.
Oh, Whispering Canyon, we did that. That was what we did for our, on Thursday of the thing, all of the people that registered for VIP, McNair takes them kind of he calls it the Behind the Dreams tour.
The unofficial tour.
The unofficial behind the scenes tour.
Yeah.
And I was bummed because I was like, oh, man, this Whispering Canyon thing is going to be a bust.
Yeah, because for those who don't know, there was very much a Whispering Canyon is going through a major overhaul with no more shenanigans, which sort of, if that's true, which we'll get to that, kind of defeats the purpose of ever going there. It's like, would you like some mediocre barbecue? Great. Would you like a moonshine flight? Yes. No. Oh.
Matt's like, right now?
I didn't say anything.
You offering?
Yeah, it was the elevator soft rock music version of Whispering Canyon.
Yeah, there definitely were changes.
Definitely toned down.
Yeah.
There's still the pony races. They still do the catch-up thing where someone brings you a bunch. Yeah. It definitely is not
That was one of the big things they said they were taking
away.
Well,
what they've said is that the people are doing it, but the cast members aren't necessarily. It's not as yelly at you.
Yeah, they didn't throw the straws at you, but they did sort of underhandedly toss them at you.
Cool.
It was it's the politically correct.
Yeah, I saw one
Canyon.
Version. They said they may offer like a opt-in, opt-out card.
I want the full experience.
Kind of like
like a Brazilian steakhouse of shenanigans.
Yeah, I'm on green. I'm on green. Bring it.
Give me all the shenanigans you got.
I don't care how I get it.
I'm glad to hear that because we're going in June.
It made me not go. I will say this. When I found that out, we changed our plans. We were planning on going, and I was like, what's the point now? So we did not go. Glad to hear Terry had a different experience. I've heard very mixed responses to it. Definitely changes. Yeah. I'm trying to think what else, anything else new you do? I did the photo pass photo booth thing at Disney Springs. If you're an annual pass holder, fantastic. They have two or three sections set up. One is sort of in a black screen that's almost like a green screen, like they can put stuff behind you. And it's a straight up photo booth, or not photo booth, photo like an Olin Mills of Disney that is in Disney Springs.
Praise.
And my kids went through, we get family photos, we did everything.
Get glamour shots.
And then next to that,
yes,
they have like the traditional blue fuzzy background, like a graduation or like your school background. And Riker did photos on that.
And you do one where it's you like looking away and then they superimpose
that. I didn't see that as an option, but I know what you're talking about.
I'm logging in, looking at your photos now.
That's what I want.
It comes with your annual pass. And that is fantastic. I mean, those are hundreds of dollars of photos that you got that was included in your whole pass. Because they weren't all Disney. We do have some Disney theme where Riker's holding a lightsaber and they put them on the Millennium Falcon. Like, there's cool pictures like that. But there also are your, like, traditional family photos.
Traditional 90s family photos.
Yes.
So you have a Christmas card for next year already.
Windbreakers included?
Yeah, you get the members only jacket.
Man, if they hand me a windbreaker.
But I know people that are professionals in the area that needed, like, real estate agents that needed their headshots.
That's a good place to go.
And it's free.
That's awesome. They went and actually did it?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
I mean, it's just, I mean, you'll
I know,
see,
I just love that they're like, shot. I could have a photographer friend do this, or I just drive to Disney.
I mean, it's
catch a moonshot.
If you're
flight.
An annual pass holder, it's free.
Man, this is
so. Why not?
This there sounds was great.
Nobody in line. It's over, kind of between now. Crud, now you're gonna get me. It's sort of like in the area, guest services area.
It's in Florida.
Yeah.
So we're all thinking the same thing. We all get our real estate licenses in Florida.
It's actually it's connected to the co-op, is what it is.
Yeah,
it's connected to the co-op. It's I think actually where guest services kind of war was, and now it's this area where there's two or three photo stations. It was excellent. Yeah. I had a great experience there. So that's another fun. If you're
where's your headshot, Logan?
I made my money back, much like back in the old days when I was a Universal annual pass holder and local. I made my money back in valet parking in the first week because you get free valet parking. I made my money back in photos, I feel like, at Disney. Just due to the fact that these are photos I probably... Now, those I may not have gotten done. But if you were to add those all up individually...
I mean, I'm a sucker.
Your three-year-olds needed a headshot.
I mean, he kind of did. I mean, he's five now.
No, I was talking about the girl.
The girls have amazing pictures in front of a fake castle in their dresses, and they look awesome. We did buy a lot of dresses this time, which that annual pass, again, that discount is enough to make you go, okay, that was worth
it. I mean, you saved $1,000, but you spent $25.
That happened to me at Toys R Us yesterday. So I went to Toys R Us.
you saved $1,000, but $25,000.
I went to Toys R Us and went a little wild. I'm just not going to lie. Went a little wild because the sales have went from 20 to 30% off to now 50 to 70% off. And they ring you up, and like the woman behind the counter like tricks you. So she was like, because we bought a big playhouse for the girls that would have been like $400 per half off, which we were planning on buying anyway. They just had it on sale. So she and I bought a bunch of other just stuff.
Macho
just stuff.
Man.
Yeah, I bought myself a Macho Man robe / cape.
Yeah.
And a title belt that was like $150. Now it's $40. And I got Riker a bunch of stuff, got the girls a bunch of stuff, even for Christmas later on. And they had like 25-cent coloring books. I was like, buy them all. Like, whatever Riker could want. I was like, literally, pick out whatever you want. I don't, like, we'll need these for distraction tools later on.
That's the salvage title belt.
Distraction tools.
It's a great thing.
That's a great thing.
So if I can get buy one, get one distraction tools.
So
I'm
she swipes my,
time.
Right before she swipes my card, she goes, okay, that'll be $980. Before the sale, and now it's only like $350.
I love that she's having joy in her last appointment. That'll be $900 before the sale, and I'm out of a job.
Do you know they're hiring?
It was a weird mix of emotions by those employees. There were some that were like, thank God, I'm never coming back here. And then there were some that were just mad.
Yeah.
And real mad. Like, I tried to get him to help me load the playhouse into the car. He's like, not going to fit. Then turned around and pushed it away. I was like, what am I supposed to do? And he's like, come back later. And he wrote my name on it. And I was like, and I didn't think, like, I could just open this box up and fit all these pieces in. No problem. But it got me so, like, distressed in the moment that I left. Yeah, it was right here.
See, I went a couple weeks ago, and I was like, that's going to be my last time. It was so sad for me.
I had that the time
there.
Before. See, yeah. This was, I had the Abbey Road experience, where the last time was the Let It Be experience, where I left going, that was miserable. Mm-mm. I don't ever want to go back into a Toys R Us. And I'm like, you know what? Let's get the band back together for one more album.
One more.
Let's leave out on a high note.
One more.
And I went for my Abbey Road experience, where I bought out the store and went wild. If you do want Jeffrey giraffes, they're about a dollar now, and they got about 8,000 of them.
The other dollar.
What if we have a bonfire of Jeffrey giraffes?
We can pray over them.
I did see they're auctioning off Toys R Us, but also Jeffrey the giraffe. So your company that's like, I don't need the brand, but man.
That giraffe speaks to me.
Which is like, he's kind of a...
Like the IP of it?
Yeah, they're getting...
They're auctioning off.
Yeah, I feel like that should come with the name.
That's great.
Like, if I'm going to buy Toys R Us, throw in Jeffrey the giraffe because...
No, do a gritty reboot, man. Now he's just Jeff.
Or George.
He's really upset.
George.
Well, you could emo.
You could just do George the giraffe. That's almost what I'm saying. You have to have a very specific company to want that intellectual property.
Jeff Joffrey.
Oh, that's his name. Joff.
I mean, why does it?
He only listens to The Cure.
Yeah.
And he's just really, really jaded.
Joff.
Why?
Was it East Nashville?
Yeah. I'm surprised that a company doesn't have it as like a trophy. Like, yeah, we totally slayed this giant.
Like KB Toys.
Yeah, exactly. No.
Hey,
no,
maybe they'll jump in.
You can't do that one. But
why
Amazon.
Why can't you? Like, Amazon. Why can't you be KB Toys?
Buy the draw. They killed it to begin with, so. All right.
Yeah.
That's
should.
Gonna do
Ooh,
it.
They're doing a 1 month self-defense class. For
that's what I'm talking
children.
About.
That's not for you, Logan. That's
is that weird that it's
that's
not for me?
For me.
But all right. That was an ad on TV. We got distracted.
Sorry. I saw it.
I think they covered all the new stuff.
Yeah, I flipped through my photos. I think that's mostly what I did. I go to the photo booth, have some fun.
Can I ask one question? As far as like I know that Terry can look at Logan's photos and Logan can look at Terry's photos. How do we avoid that?
Mm. Don't link with other people.
Just don't link with them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you can't back it out.
You both have to delete it off your accounts. So I would have to delete him and then he would have to delete me. Like we'd have to.
What joy is that? I mean, who doesn't want to have a picture of Riker and Logan on Buzz Lightyear? I mean,
I have a great picture of you and Leslie on Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah, exactly.
Where I think you're sticking your tongue out, not in a comical way, in a like real serious.
So y'all
like,
are doing okay. This as like an accountability thing more so. At this point,
and I have a lot of awkward pictures of Terry on the Frozen ride because some reason that spot makes your face go crazy.
Oh. Terry, how many times have you been like? We can't do that character picture again because Logan's going to see it.
No, that's
like,
what I was
how many
say.
Times have you avoided a character?
It's an
picture.
Accountability thing. Say, hey, Terry, you need to dial it back a little bit today. Yesterday, you went kind of crazy.
See, like here's my. I can't show this on camera. But see, like they're very nice.
I don't see those. You must have the privacy settings.
That really
on
does look like Olin Mills. That's like dead on. That's incredible.
All right, let's wrap this up.
Mr. Mills, would you please take our photo?
That's my wrestling name,
Mr. Mills.
Oh, I thought it was Beekeeper.
Actually, it's Joff.
Olan Mills.
Olan Mills. All right.
Wrap it up?
Yeah.
All right, it's going to do it this week on the show.
Mm. That's the one.
And we'll talk to you next week, maybe?
Maybe we won't.
I don't know. I did post a thing about how my podcast habits are changing, and a lot of people thought I was canceling the show. I'm not. I was just trying to see the anomaly. Am I the anomaly here that's like, my podcast habits have changed? Turns out I kind of am. So,
on that note,
with that, I'm Logan Zekula.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
I'm Matt Lott.
And I'm the Grease.
And we'll see you on the next show.
Aggressive. Mm-hmm.